This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Only two more sleeps until Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade, Steve Miggs.
I got my costume, or my attire, sorry, that's a bad term, showed up via Amazon.com yesterday.
Okay, I'm really excited to know. Is it a secret? You're not going to tell me?
Let's just say I'm bringing a leprechaun with me.
Oh, boy. Well, the fun is going to kick off at 11 o'clock. We're going to be gathering at the Stanwood Hotel Saloon. And if you want to come dressed up, we would love to see you. We've been on a quest to find a grand marshal.
Yes.
Because, as you know, every parade must have a proper grand marshal. Otherwise, are you even a parade?
So our number one draft pick, who has still not yet responded, is Tyler Lockett. We sent a video message via social media, and he has yet to respond. I get it. He's busy. I hear he's talking to the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe that might happen. But hopefully, once he gets this all figured out, he can get back to us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think there's a chance. But you might have recalled that the other day I asked my son Barrett about it, and he completely shot me down.
Do you want to be the Grand Marshal of our parade?
No!
Why not?
I'm not doing that until I'm 59.
Until you're 59?
Yeah.
Well, how old are you now?
5.
How many more years until you're 59?
I don't know. Like 60, I think.
So will you...
He just sounds like an angry old man. I don't know. Like 60 more years, I think.
And he's as good at me at math.
Yes.
So will you be our grand marshal in 54 years?
Yes.
What about on Saturday? What if I ask really nicely?
Still no.
And this is why he once said this.
I'm sick of you.
He is so sick of me all the time. I had to bribe him to even have these conversations.
I'm sick of you.
So then I tried again. I tried a different angle yesterday.
Okay.
Tried to sweeten the pot by including his grandpa, and this is how that went.
Hey, buddy.
What?
I have a question for you.
What?
Remember how we were talking about the parade that's going to be on Saturday, and it's Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade?
Yeah.
And remember how we were talking about the fact that we need a grand marshal, somebody to lead the parade and walk in the parade first?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you say when I said that we wanted you to do the grand marshal?
No.
No. What about?
No.
I like how he remembers. Like, oh, we just had this conversation, Mom. I'm 5, but I'm not stupid.
Was this deja vu?
No.
No. What about this? What if we got Papa to be a co-grand marshal with you?
So Papa's grandpa.
Yeah.
The national treasure.
The national treasure.
Your dad.
The best.
No.
And you and...
Wow!
You guys, I thought I had it. I really did.
I like how quick he's just like...
No.
I thought this is for sure the method that he will be okay with. And no.
Let's check one more time.
No.
And you and Papa together were the leaders of the parade.
Still no.
Wow.
He's like, are you hearing me, lady?
What part of no don't you understand? This is 2025, Taryn, the age of consent.
Oh, my God.
And here you are, keep bugging and bugging this poor kid who's probably trying to play with his excavator.
Yes, exactly. I'm such a jerk.
You are.
Do you think Papa should do it?
Yeah, and not me.
Oh. To reiterate, Mom.
I like how he's like, I'm already going to nip it in the bud. Yes to Grandpa, no to me.
Oh, really? You think Papa should be the Grand Marshal?
Yeah, and can I show you what show I want?
What show do you want to watch?
Oh. Wow. So, I mean, from that, I have one thing I'd like to ask.
Oh, God.
What show did he end up watching?
It was probably Dino Trucks or some weird YouTube video of excavators being played with by kids.
No.
That's how I had to bribe him to even have this conversation with Promise a Show, you guys.
Didn't work out for you.
Didn't work out. We don't have a Grand Marshal, and Barrett is so sick of me.
People have been texting also saying, hey, John Ryan and Sarah Colonna are in town. Maybe you should reach out to them to be the Grand Marshal. They're always up for a fun time. I'll send them a text.
Okay.
And we'll see if John Ryan might be... I'll shoot him a message and see if the two of them want to come swing by. Because I know they're in Everett Friday night.
Tomorrow night.
That's right. At the historic Everett Theater for a comedy show with Sarah Colonna. And then they're in Enumclaw. So that might screw things up on Saturday.
Well, one can only hope.
All right, we'll try.
All right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.